Hey there, aviators. Welcome to Aviator Airwaves, the official podcast of Cedar Valley High School, where we keep you updated on everything in the halls, on the fields, in the classrooms, and beyond. I'm Parker Gurney, and we're here to spotlight the stories, achievements, and events that make CVHS soar. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and share the show with your fellow aviators. If you've got a story, a shout-out, or an event we should cover, reach out. This is your podcast, after all. Before we jump in, let's go around and introduce who's in the mic with us today. Of course, I'm Parker Gurney, and today on the episode, we have...
Alexander Sheik.
Welcome, Alexander. And who else?
We got Josefa Gervick.
Excellent, Josefa.
Riley Mather.
Riley, welcome. Everybody, welcome. I guess, what grade level are you guys in?
I'm a sophomore.
I'm a senior.
Sophomore.
Okay, so we've got two kind of newer perspectives and one older perspective. Although Josefa, you were here last year, first. You transferred from Lehigh to Cedar Valley your first time last year, so you're fairly new, even though you're in your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, well, let's taxi down the runway and take off with this week's current events. There's a lot going on at Cedar Valley, so let's just dive in. Our football team has had their first football game, and they lost to, somebody remind me.
Olympus,
thank you.
It was a good game, though.
It was a good game. It was only 7. You know, for being 6A and
they're doing a lot better.
They're doing a lot better than I expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was pretty afraid for what this season was going to look like. Of course, it's only one game down, so time will tell. I'm definitely not looking forward to when we play Corner Canyon. That's not going to be fun.
I'm scared.
Especially where they're pretty high ranked on the in the national level. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But tonight's game, we are playing against Woods Cross. Yep, at Woods Cross. So that should be interesting. 7 p.m. for those of you who are wanting to go. It'll be at Woods Cross. Let's see here. What else is going on at Cedar Valley? We had an assembly today.
Yeah.
That was the kind of welcome back assembly. Did everybody go? Y'all went?
Yeah, I went.
What did you like about that assembly?
I don't know. Honestly, I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest.
It was like a spirit bowl kind of thing. But like teachers are now involved because there's no freshmen.
Ah.
So that was actually really funny.
Interesting. What teachers went down and what'd they do?
My math teacher was shooting.
I don't know. They were just like playing in every game. Like there's like volunteers from every grade and from the teacher's side.
Okay. So walk us through for those that didn't have a chance to go. What games were there?
Let's say my favorite one to watch was like the pocket bandana one where it's like tag, but like every team's just trying to be the last one standing with, you just run, try to grab their tag and just win. That one was funny.
Sweet.
Coach West started like wrestling a kid.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That is totally something he would do. Nice. Well, yeah, we had an assembly today. This was our first official full week back. Last week was our first week and it was just a half week. So I think everybody got a taste of, what a full week feels like. I know I myself am pretty exhausted after putting in a whole week's worth of effort and attention to everything. So we had our first admin message from Principal Johnson. She did a message on our theme this year, which is Clear Skies Ahead. She referenced CAVU, which is an aviation term for just that, when you have perfect, beautiful flying conditions. And she related that to our experience here in the classroom and here at Cedar Valley, how we should expect to have smooth flying conditions and have a great year. So that was fun. If you didn't have a chance to check that out, it is on both our Instagram and on YouTube, so you can go back and watch those. What else happened this week?
There was a soccer game and a volleyball game.
How did those go?
Don't know about the soccer game.
But we played Lehigh, right? Or is that next week? No, that's coming up.
That's next week, yeah. So this one was against, for volleyball, was against Taylorsville. Swept, clean sweep. So we won really well. It was fun.
Nice. So we potentially have a pretty good team there.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That was volleyball. You said soccer as well?
Yeah, we had a soccer game. I'm not actually sure, but I know in like recent years, our girls' soccer teams are like very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they played Riverton yesterday. Give me just a second to pull up the scores. Did anybody have a chance to go to those games?
I was driving by on my way somewhere and I saw the scoreboard. It was 1-0 when I was there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
I couldn't go. I was at the volleyball game. That was fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a look here. So this was girls soccer, right? No, it was girls soccer.
Yeah, girls soccer.
Yeah, so schedule, they played against, it was Riverton, right? So it looks like it was 0-1 for the final. So we did not conquer there. But, I mean, 0-1, that's a pretty decent score. It definitely means that we had played some good defense. I want to see here if it'll give me some more details. It'd be interesting to know which, because soccer's quarters, right?
Oh my God. No, it's halves.
Halves,
you're 45 minute halves.
You're right. It'd be interesting to know when that halves,
45 or 40? 40 in high school, apparently. But
yeah.
Anywhere else is 45.
Yeah, that threw me off the hill.
Right. Indeed. Yeah. So girls soccer, not too bad though. They're a pretty good team. I think we can have high expectations for them. Yeah. Volleyball, they'll be playing against Lehigh, it looks like, on
Tuesday at 6:30.
Yep, Tuesday 6:30. So that is fun. I think the first student council video is going to go live on Monday. That's the Stuco show. That's a brand new show that's going to be airing this year, produced and recorded by the student council. So it's going to be, I think, just another opportunity for them to provide, announcements for critical things going on here at Cedar Valley. And, I think it'll be hopefully a lot more successful than just kind of the announcements over the intercom, which seem to kind of fall on deaf ears.
Yeah. I don't pay attention.
Yeah. See, prime example right there.
I don't pay attention
to the... So again, hopefully, those get played on Mondays and people can, get involved here at Cedar Valley. I think that's definitely what we don't want to focus on this year. I know that there's a lot of new policies and things have gone into play to kind of enforce that a little bit or encourage that. One of those things is the new phone policy. That was a state law that went into effect on July 1st. And both Alpine School District adopted that quickly, and then Cedar Valley very quickly came up with what their version of that policy looks like. So definitely no personal devices of any sort in the classroom. That includes phones, tablets, watches, headphones, any of that. But I think the real purpose behind that is to encourage kids to socialize, encourage kids to focus on their schoolwork. And I think overall it's going to allow kids to get involved, I think, a little bit more.
This might be a hot take, but like, I don't like it because honestly, like if a kid just doesn't want to be there and they're just going to skip and slough and just be on their phone, then that's not really like anybody else's problem, is it?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you make up a good point. You also bring up another interesting point about if they're hellbent on not participating, they're just going to not come. And there is a new kind of hall watching check, hall pass system that they're implementing where they have a lot more advocates patrolling the hallways and Minga allows kids to get hall passes. And they're pretty persistent about checking which kids are, you know, actually authorized to be out in the hallway with their hall pass and which ones are actually just sloughing. I think it's still early in the school year. I mean, we're only a week and a half in and it's definitely a big adjustment. I mean, think about how long it's been years that we've gone with allowing these devices to go unchecked and it's become, really a part of our society. So breaking that, it's going to be kind of a long process. I honestly think, once we get to the tail end of this, even here quicker than that, I think kids are going to buy into it and recognize how beneficial it really is. One of my class periods, I've gotten in the habit of taking periodic, checks for my classroom. My classroom is a very hands-on, busy, classroom where kids are typically working on the computers or with equipment, making films. And so, I've gotten in the habit of periodically throughout the class period, just doing a check to see who's engaged and who's not. And, I recognized, I think it was just 2 days ago, that every single kid was on the computers on task and involved, which I think has been years since I've had that. So already I'm seeing the benefits of getting rid of those phones. And it's not like kids can't use them at all. I mean, during passing period, during lunch, they're still totally welcome to use them.
But you can't use them during like steel time, right? It's a 30 minute, right. Like
technically still work time.
It's technically still work time. Sure. But nobody actually works during steel time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, it's early. There's going to be things that they implement during steel time, such as, aspire to something higher, which doing, is their
like activities and stuff during steel time. So you have places to go and actually like,
yeah. So this next week they're going to actually start implementing those things. They wanted, I don't know why they didn't get it done from the get-go, but they, next week they're going to start implementing actual, structured steel time, that'll be hopefully beneficial. Be nice. And yeah, so yes, you are right. You still can't use them during steel time. But during the 7 minute ish passing period in the lunch time, have like
almost an hour long lunch too.
So. Yeah. So it's not like they're going all day without them. And, yeah, so yeah. Anything else we want to talk about before we sign off today? I think that is, I mean, again, it's the beginning of school year. There's not an excessive amount of news to cover, but we are excited to kick off the school year and get into what 2025, 2026 will bring for Cedar Valley High School. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't really like how you have to like sign in with Google to go to the bathroom. I feel like that's a bit excessive, right?
All
right,
going back to Minga.
I feel like okay. This is a bit excessive, right? I mean, like, we're 15 years old. Like, you have to take responsibility for yourself, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, if you're not responsible enough to stay in class and do what you have to do, then that's not really anybody else's problem. I think
most kids aren't here.
That's not
the bathroom for 30 minutes. So got to put some structure to it.
That's never me. Like I've never been out in the hall for more than like 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So the unfortunate thing about kind of rules and norms and structure of a school are typically you inherit what the prior year kind of established as the issues to be tackled by the team here at the school. And so one of those was, definitely, a sloughing issue, getting out of class to, be with friends and, you know, get into other shenanigans. And so unfortunately that is something that this school year, whether you guys are guilty of those same norms or not, you've kind of inherited, the fallout of those decisions that were made by students last year. So, definitely, the best way to make change is certainly to, raise your voice, let your voice be heard, but also, just change culture by the example and by your actions. And so.
See, like, that's the thing too. I mean, like, I'm not the best student, right? But like, at the same time, I don't miss class all the time. Yeah. So
that's
like,
why, like, I feel like if you're already doing what you're supposed to, right? Like you're not in your phone the whole time during class. You don't go ahead and like go to the bathroom for 30 minutes. It doesn't really affect you at that point.
Right.
It only affects the people that are like, aren't doing what they're supposed to. Yeah. So for me, it hasn't really changed much.
Right. I mean, right. Like, yeah, for me personally, it hasn't changed much. So I think it's a bit tedious. Right. Cause like I miss the days where I used to just raise my hand. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. I go and like, yeah, that's it. Instead of taking in like a minute, 45 seconds.
I think another thing that, you guys might not be aware of is there's a new program. So we're losing Polaris, which is like I forget what the exact term is, but it's basically the school that you can be sent to if, you're struggling in school and you need some extra resources. And so that's kind of our access to that is going away. And so they're actually creating a new program here at Cedar Valley to help those students. And now I lost my train of thought, forgot why I was going to bring this up. But basically the reason for Minga and the reason for all these things is to not just address, kind of the problems that were established last year, but also to create accountability and create records, of these kids' behaviors so that, we have data and stuff to pull from to inform how we help those kids moving forward. And so, yeah, there's many reasons for Minga. Love it or hate it. It's useful. And again, it's just one of those things that's going to take time to adjust to. Just like the phone policy itself is kind of a shocker and a kind of a big shakeup to people's day-to-day activities and norms and habits. I think Minga is also going to do that, but I think it's going to be, everybody's going to appreciate it in the end.
I don't know. I bet even you miss the days where like a student would just raise their hand. You just tell them, yeah, go real quick.
I truthfully actually really enjoy Minga. The fact that kids are like, hey, I need to go. And I can just say, okay, cool. Do your Minga real quick. And then I don't need to, the concern of tracking where that kid goes and how long he's been gone, really, like, that's no longer in the back of my mind. I can kind of forget that and let Minga do its thing, and I can focus on, you know, helping the kids in the classroom right then and there. Whereas before, a kid would come up and say, hi, I need to go to the bathroom, and then I'd have to check my watch, and then, like, constantly, like, that's in the back of my mind, like, interrupting my train of thought and what I'm trying to do for the kids in the classroom, and it really was quite a distraction. So I think Minga solves a lot of problems, even though it is kind of tedious, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, like, but then again, that comes back to my point, right? If a kid doesn't want to be in class, he's just going to, like, not go, right?
Yeah, but Minga also allows us to identify those kids. So if they get pulled aside by the advocate and say, hey, do you have a hall pass for Minga? And they say no, then they can address that kid being outside of class sloughing, and then there's a record of that, and then they can work with admin to come up with a plan of action to help that kid succeed.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not good, but like at the same time, I just think it's a bit tedious and annoying for me personally, right? Because I never sloughed, but like, yeah. I took classes that are like stagecraft, where like there's like you do one assignment that's like 15 minutes long and then nothing else.
Yeah.
Right. So people would just leave and then like whatever. I don't know. I think sloughing is an issue that's probably not going to get solved.
No, I don't think you will ever completely eliminate it, but I think there's definitely tools like this that can certainly help. And again, the root of the problem is not really eliminating sloughing, but it's identifying which kids are sloughing and why, and trying to identify what their issues are and help them, right? Not just punish them, but really to figure out why and help those kids. And so again, Ming is just another tool that provides us data on who, and so we can figure out the why.
Yeah, I mean, once again, this might be a hot take, but like, I don't know. I think it starts at home, like sloughing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It starts at home. If you just got to be a better parent.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really attack parents too much. Certainly, there's some data like, there to support that. But
if your kid's gone from school all the time, then you got to do something about it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so admin working with parents on coming up with those plans.
Admin can help, sure, but they can't like, you know, do much else except, you know.
Right. And so we definitely have to have support from home. And I think that's another reason why Minga is good, is because again, we can get that data of tracking who's sloughing and who's not, and outreach their parents and set up a meeting with admin so they can sit down and discuss solutions for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like the reason I don't slough is because I know I'm going to get it.
Your parents would be upset, right? Yeah, totally.
I know I'm going to get it, right? But there's a lot of classes I don't really want to go to, but I go to anyway because I have to.
Right.
Right. And that's, I think that's another reason or another thing some of these kids need to learn. Like there's stuff you just got to do.
For sure. Awesome. Well, any other topics people want to bring up before we sign off?
The school in general going to 6A, like how's it going to affect athletics? I don't know. I think it'll
be scary.
It'll tarnish our already not great record.
Yeah, because I don't know, Green, like looking at Lehigh when they made the 5A to 6A, even that was like.
There's always an adjustment.
Well, we have a lot of like new coaches and stuff and new staffing. Mm-hmm. Like we were, so. Football already is doing great.
Yeah, and we got a new coach this year. Yeah, so like
quite a few new ones.
Coming in on the transition from 5A to 6A and coming in as a brand new coach, you're kind of, you know all these problems right up front and you know exactly what you have to attack. It's just coming up with that plan. And of course, like the more experience we gain, the more the better we'll get as we practice through those things. This year might be rough for sure, and it might take, you know, 2 or 3 years to adjust to being in 6A. In the end, it might be really good for us. So it just, time will tell. I don't know if we have too much data to go off of where it's just been 1 week worth of regionals.
I don't know. In my experience, right, I played baseball for the team, for the high school, right? And there's a lot of my teammates who play multiple sports. And I'm just going to say that, like, I think although our student body is very, very big, very vast, right? I don't think there's that many kids who actually play sports, right? I think that's why going to 6A would be tough, right? Yeah. Because there's not that many athletic kids in Cedar Valley.
Yeah. And the ones that we do have tend to get pulled to other schools. I mean, we have a lot of that going on. Corner Canyon is certainly guilty of that, where they tend to recruit. Yeah. And it's why they are nationally ranked, is they have that ability to draw kids to their program. We've seen kind of the fallout with Westlake, where they've kind of fallen victim to that, where a lot of their good players were pulled to Lehigh during those winning years. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that it's a part of the culture here. And hopefully we can get some good athletic kids here soon.
Yeah,
again, we're a growing community. Yeah, Cedar Valley is still very much in its infancy. But the good thing is that Utah as a whole is growing at a incredible rate. We have a lot of move-ins from out of state. So we definitely have potential to eventually get really good. The growth in the state, I think the majority of the growth you're going to see is going to be happening out here in this valley. We'll see Eagle Mountain and Cedar Fort and all those cities just explode. And I think the next 10 years, we're going to see a lot of growth. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it. They're already building all kinds of houses when there really shouldn't be any.
Maybe we can get more stores down here.
There's not even enough road infrastructure for what they have now.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening and tuning into Aviator Airways this week. We will be broadcasting on a weekly basis. So just certainly tell your friends and everybody subscribe and tune in. More Aviator Airways will be coming to you next week. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And we appreciate, again, you coming here. And I guess the last thing we should say is just go Aviators.
Yeah.
Hey.
And of course, thank you guys for being part of the podcast today.
Yeah, I don't know, it was pretty fun. Maybe I'll come back.
Good, good. Glad you guys enjoyed it. All right, y'all, take care and go Aviators.